films are fine, just the way they are. Other films sometimes take it way too far. But really, how bad could it get? Let's go beyond the box set.
Welcome everybody to Beyond the Box Set, where today we're going to talk about Army of the Dead.
Ooh.
What do you think of this?
Oh, so this is the new Zack Snyder. Yeah. Yes. He's been very prolific recently. He's just done a 4.5-hour Justice League, and now
don't exaggerate, John. It's four. Hours.
Sorry, just the four.
Come on. He's not ridiculous.
He's not insane. No. And he's somehow he also found the time to do this.
Which is quite impressive, to be honest.
It is, to be
actually fair. Saying that he didn't make a 4-hour movie in the last year. He re-edited a movie that he'd already made a lot of.
True. Yeah.
And refilmed some other stuff. Now that this has come out, looking back at the 4-hour Justice League and knowing which scenes he'd added in afterwards, you can tell because he's got that new style of, I assume you noticed, the depth of field, the focus.
Yeah. Well, stuff. Yeah, there was loads of controversy about it, wasn't there? That apparently there's some shots that are the way he films them has caused pixelations to get through. So there's some scenes that even if you look at the right moment, look really bad.
Mm. Yeah.
He does have a style he's obviously very fond of.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of out-focus stuff. And the stuff that's in this, Army of the Dead, it's at least consistent in this film.
Yeah.
But looking back, that Justice League cut, some of the stuff at the end, with the Joker, it's all out of focus there.
Yeah.
And I get it, it's all stylized. But it's only in that scene, and it's not in the rest of the entire 4-hour movie. Mm. Doesn't make any sense there.
So it's his new favorite toy.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. But whatever. So, yeah, what do you think of this?
I thought this was good, not great.
Mm-hmm.
I think I enjoyed it more than Justice League because it was shorter.
Is that how Zack Snyder's making films more pleasing now? It was shorter than last one.
Yeah, just basically he set the bar of how much I can tolerate. No, I thought this was an interesting premise. I was disappointed that it ended up being quite a generic zombie movie.
Yeah.
Because I loved that idea of it's a zombie movie, but it's not because it's actually a heist movie.
The concept, fantastic.
Yeah.
Couldn't be better.
But then the delivery was just like a generic zombie movie. The heist element really didn't come into play as much as it had wanted it to, or not in the way.
No.
It just became people trying to avoid zombies and yes trying to break into a building, but it just felt like I felt like I'd seen this movie so many times before. There was really very little in this, it wasn't bad, I didn't hate it, but there was very little in this that I felt like they did anything particularly different with zombies. Towards the end I was like, well, this is just I Am Legend.
Yeah.
So much it's just I Am Legend.
I clocked that definitely when there's the King Zombie, which that's I Am Legend. And then there's one point where the King Zombie is putting his hand on some glass because on the other side of these glass doors or whatever, everybody's burning. And I'm like, that's I Am Legend too.
Yeah,
that's a very specific scene to essentially copy from another film.
Yeah, exactly. It was weird how derivative it was.
Because it seemed so fresh and original when you watch the trailer. And as the film starts, it's got a very long opening sequence, opening title sequence, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, the Las Vegas, that was great. The Las Vegas.
And I remember saying at the end of it, wow, most of the trailer was in the title sequence. That's really good. That means that everything that's going to happen is going to be mostly surprising to us.
Yeah, but not so much.
Oh, it's because all the good things were in the opening sequence. Right, I get it. Because that's where all the Vegas stuff is.
Yeah.
That's where showgirls and Elvis impersonators and landmarks falling down. It's all in a title sequence.
You get the half-dead tiger thing. That's the only thing that actually feels Vegas-y. They say it's one of Siegfried and Roy's tigers has become a zombie. That was kind of fun, but didn't get used very often, but at least it was. But you're right. The Vegas that they spend the whole movie in is only Vegas in name.
Yeah.
You don't really get a lot of Vegas out of it because it's just this generic wreckage.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shame. They really could have done some much more interesting things with zombies. There are some things they do, and I'll get to them. But I was thinking, why not have some celebrity cameos? Because Vegas is full of celebrities and all celebrity impersonators. It doesn't really matter which.
Yeah, exactly. Bring out Cher. Zombie Cher would be amazing.
Zombie Cher would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Is Dolly in Vegas?
I'm sure she's done a stint at some time or other. You know, Celine Dion's been in Vegas. Bette Midler's been in Vegas. They've all been there. J-Lo's done Vegas,
Yeah, because like some of these, I'd say Cher probably more than the rest of them, she's got such an iconic look that everybody would recognize.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of the other ones, it might be a bit more pushed for everybody to recognize them as a zombie.
Sure, but Cher you'd get, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, there's the old, it's the old joke. It's genuinely like an old joke, like what's going to survive the apocalypse? Cockroaches and Cher.
Yeah.
And this movie literally has like an apocalypse event and then a nuclear explosion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end, Vegas gets nuked, spoiler mm-hmm. alert. Like, how amazing would that be to be like the last thing standing in Vegas before the nuclear bomb is just a zombie Cher? Like that would be, I think Zack Snyder's too straight to even consider that.
Yeah.
Never crossed his mind anything that fabulous could happen. Right?
But it wouldn't even need to take away, because like straight people know Cher.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. I just don't think he's got that kind of imagination, to be honest.
Mm.
He doesn't, his brain, I don't think works that way. So.
Cause yeah, just like a little bit more of that sprinkled throughout would have been fun.
Yeah, because I loved the opening sequence.
Yeah, or if like at one point an entire group of zombies were all Elvis impersonators. Mm. Like they did that once in the title sequence, but like if it was an actual scene of like, oh god, they've got to fight off all the Elvis impersonators, like that'd be fun. And it would be a more unique zombie scene within this film that's just a long line of zombie scenes.
Mm. Yeah, I felt like this movie was really missing a sense of fun. It had its moments, but mostly in the intro. When you really got to the story, it felt like the only character who was giving comic relief was the German guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other characters were just kind of varying shades of grumpy.
They got better as they went on. Like, I thought the Mexican guy with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
He kind of got more interesting, and I was glad that he stuck around for one of the longest.
Mm-hmm.
I like the black guy.
Yeah.
He was fun, and who knows if he's going to show up in a sequel.
Yeah, sure.
And obviously the pilot as well,
who clearly shot all of her scenes completely separately from everybody else. Did you notice she was never in frame with another character the entire movie?
Well, she replaced another actor.
Oh, did she?
Okay. They filmed something with somebody else, I forget who, but somebody who they don't want to cast in films anymore.
Oh, okay.
And so they just replaced everything that they had with that person.
I found that really distracting. It was like, she's not in any, it was so obvious that like, she was just responding and just like, she'd been shot, you know.
Yeah.
They made it look like she was in the same scenes, but they just kept cutting to her, reacting to them, you know, like with nobody around her. It was like, that's so weird because she's not that famous. Like, Tig Notaro, like, she's a very funny lady, but like, seemed really random. But okay, if she'd been replacing like a Kevin Spacey type, that makes more sense.
Yeah. I don't remember who she was replacing. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, I'll look it up later, but yeah.
But yeah, well, I thought they did it fairly well. I didn't notice.
I noticed it, but it wasn't terrible. But no. I was just like, what a weird choice.
I'd what do you think of Dave Bautista then?
I think I've always liked Dave Bautista. Yeah, like, he's popped up in a few things. I think he's a good actor. I think he's often very funny. I liked him in that one we saw that nobody ever saw or talked about.
Bad Times at the El Royale. No.
No, the other one, Hotel Artemis. Yeah, I thought he was great in that. Like, really fun. I think maybe this made me realize, I think he's better as like a supporting. Yeah, I don't think he can really carry a film.
Yeah.
He wasn't bad, he just wasn't that interesting.
Yeah. He just didn't have, you know, the sort of thing that Arnie or The Rock would
have. No, he just doesn't have that like charisma. Like, he's fine, but, and also I thought his story with his daughter was just kind of boring.
Oh,
it just wasn't a lot there.
I hated the daughter.
Yeah, she was annoying.
Everything about her. Mm. And like, I could see where the film was going after a while, like, oh, she's going to be the reason why literally everybody, like maybe Dave Bautista might survive, but I don't know. Mm. Everybody is going to die and she's going to be the one that survives because she's got to go and save these kids' mother, like at all odds.
Yeah.
And it would be ridiculous if she did manage to save the mother. So really, like in real life, she should just hang about with the kids and become their mother rather than like, you know, abandon them as well. Mm. She goes in, saves the mother, and obviously jumping ahead in plot, no idea if the mother survives.
She doesn't. She dies.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought that was so weird. That there's so much of this plot it involves this mother being rescued, and then the mother just dies really offhand in the helicopter crash.
We don't even see it.
I'm pretty sure
the helicopter crashes. We don't actually see anybody get injured in that. Like,
I assumed that Tig Notaro and the mother were killed on impact, and then Dave Bautista just survives for a few minutes to give his, like, you know, farewell speech, and then he dies too.
Yeah, but like, you don't see any of that. You just have to assume that that's what happened.
Yeah, yeah, sure. But something, it's like this film doesn't actually care about its characters enough, and that's, you can kind of tell. You can kind of tell because you don't care about the characters.
Well, before that, I'd say all the character deaths are fairly important to the film. Important's not quite the right word, but like, they're not just brushed under the rug.
No, they all have a moment, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's no one I'm like, oh, I really hope you get to the end. You know, yeah. Sometimes yeah. the good zombie films, there'll be a character or two when you're just like, oh, I hope this person survives. They're fun. Then they seem nice, or, you know, I'm invested in their story.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time anyone died, I was just like, okay. Mm. You know, like, some of the deaths were inventive and interesting. Like,
yeah, sure.
When Dave Bautista's love interest gets her head twisted backwards, that was like, oh, wow, that was harsh.
Yeah.
That was a very harsh death, but yep. yeah.
But, yeah. But
I wasn't heartbroken for her because she hadn't really said much. You know?
No, and it was also weird that, like, she basically had one scene of dialogue and it was like seconds before her death, and so I was like, well, I don't feel anything for this person.
Yeah.
If like her and Dave Bautista have been having a relationship the whole time, then yeah, great. Mm. But I just didn't feel anything for that one at all. I felt it much more for things like the Mexican with the blonde hair, just kind of learned to like him because he had a bit of charisma.
Yeah sure, yeah.
And then when he died, I was like, yeah, sure, I see it, but oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
I liked him, he was good. Mm.
I feel like maybe there were a scooch too many characters in on the mission. Because you didn't get enough time with any one of them.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that, but at the same time, it did mean that they could keep a decent pace. Sure. Like, you're not very far away from a character death.
True, yeah.
So that does help.
Mm-hmm.
But
so I think I prefer it when you don't get many deaths, but you get a lot of near misses. And then some do die, so there are stakes. Mm, but
that's true.
Every death like really counts. With this one, it's just like, oh, another one's dead. Okay, sure.
Right. Yeah, I very quickly worked out that this is going to be a last person standing.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Like maybe a Rogue One sort of situation. Well, Rogue One was kind of an exception because they all died.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely got that feeling after like the first one or two character deaths at a fairly regular interval.
Yeah, like, these characters are very expendable.
They're all going one by one. Right, I see. What do you think of the ridiculous zombies?
Oh my god, like, do you mean the animation for them or
no? Did you notice the robot zombie?
No, what was the robot zombie?
It was a robot zombie.
How does that work?
Yeah, I know, it's weird, right? So at one point one of the zombies gets shot in the face and it like flies backwards.
Yeah.
And it's just there for like a couple of frames. It's like blink and you miss it sort of thing. Very intentionally, I think. And like it's got like blue shining eyes and it's got like a metal sort of skull, like a shiny, like Terminator kind of shiny metal. And there's a couple of other zombies in it that have like glowing blue eyes.
Well, yeah, I didn't understand because they say there's two different types of zombie. There's like the regulars, they call them like shufflers or something, don't they?
Shame.
Just, you know, your bog standard, flesh hungry, brain dead zombies. Mm-hmm. And then you've also got the creators who are...
like the alpha zombies.
More like alien. Yeah, it's like the, in Game of Thrones, the... Night King kind of thing. It's that kind of vibe, isn't it? But yeah, I thought the way they did that was so weird because it really was, there's a whole thing with like a queen or a princess, I think it's like a princess, who's like supposed to be the daughter of the other main alpha zombie.
I didn't get daughter vibe. I got wife vibe. I got like she was the queen or something.
Oh, okay. I didn't know with a queen or daughter. Well, I mean, either way, doesn't matter. But yeah, that whole bit was so I Am Legend, like so much. Yeah. Sounds like, do they not know that this has been done? And then at the end, they just kind of dismissed it. That's the only thing I thought was weird, really weird. Like they build up this sense that the alpha zombie really, they have human emotions and they truly care about each other. So I thought, is it going to be like, oh, man is the real evil? Is it going to be like that? Again, it's going to turn it around. But no, in the end, they just drop the poor bitch's head and she explodes and it's never mentioned again.
Well, you say it's never mentioned, but like, The king zombie, he's definitely on a revenge feud.
Oh, he is, yeah.
Like, fully, it's revenge. It's not just he's being a zombie trying to get the human.
Sure, yeah. They just did so much build-up of the lore of behind the zombies, and then it just kind of didn't amount to anything for me.
Yeah, sure. But yeah, so, like, there's a couple of robot zombies in there, which it's very intentionally a sort of blink-and-you-miss-it thing, because I think it's quite smart that it's just raised interest in it.
Yeah.
And there's some other things as well, like... At the very start, when there's like the lorry with like that one zombie just driving down the road before the car crash.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, at one point you see there's two lights in the sky and then they both fly away. There's two lights like up into the sky, which is like a hint on aliens.
Because
thing came from Area 51. They're in Nevada. So that's what's going on there. So they've got aliens. They got robots. There's that whole conversation in the middle about like time looping or something like that. Mm. When they're looking at these dead bodies that are wearing their clothes, and like I noticed that one of them has like the same piece of jewelry on. So
To be honest,
that time looping wasn't just somebody talking about something. That was like, no, this is a full on hint.
Oh yeah, they did. They said, didn't they? That what if this is us just constantly going in and dying in different ways? Yeah, I'll be honest. There were large portions of this movie were kind of I zoned out a little bit. I just wasn't engaged. So there's probably these little blink and you miss it things that I kind of missed.
Yeah.
But I do remember that conversation about the time loops and thinking.
Because it went on a bit, that conversation.
It did. It went on for a while, yeah. Speaking of just weird moments to go back, do you remember the very beginning of the film when the... So we've got an army convoy driving some like top secret, top priority, what turns out to be one of the zombies, I guess one of the alpha things. And then the reason zombies escape is that there's a car with a newly married couple and the wife gives her husband a blowjob at the wheel and then they drive into the...
Yeah.
But when he drives into... When that car drives into the...
Into the truck. Truck, yeah.
It goes up like it's made of paper. It was so weird. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah, I did notice. I mean, I guess they just hit the fuel tank or something. Maybe, but I don't know. But
it was
but
like also... that couple just immediately just like... It was like they were in a paper lens. It just went like, woof, and then they were gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this film is a bit weird with some of those things. And,
oh, yeah,
you know,
sure.
The explosions are all in like this weird kind of slow-mo that doesn't look like normal slow-mo explosions and stuff like that. But hey, I like a bit of a stylistic film.
Sure.
And
yeah. He certainly has a style.
I was going to say, I guess this is what Zack Snyder does.
Yeah.
And it's more, this feels more like a Zack Snyder film than Justice League does. Justice League kind of felt like he was fitting into a box, whereas like you compare this to, say, 300 or something. Like,
oh, sure, yeah.
I can see this is...
I've not actually seen 300.
So. Okay. You wouldn't like it.
No, I don't think I would.
You'd like looking at it.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. Yeah.
yeah, so, I don't know. They're going to make a lot of this.
You reckon this is a franchise now?
They've already filmed a prequel.
Oh, really?
It's in post-production. It's going to be directed by the guy who played the German safecracker.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's apparently, I think it's coming out on Netflix later this year.
Oh, so it's not Zack Snyder's making a franchise. Netflix just want to cash in with it.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I'm quite surprised that they've like already greenlit it way before this film was actually released.
Mm. Well, I guess this was always going to do well.
I guess, yeah.
And I don't even, what even counts as doing well at Netflix? I don't even know.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah.
Because they don't release their numbers. But yeah, so like they've got a prequel... mostly ready to go.
Okay.
Which is
is that going to be out, like, kind of Halloween then? Because I just think the release of this film was strange. Why release it in the middle of May?
Well, why not?
I guess.
It's a blockbuster film. This is blockbuster.
Sure, season. I don't know. I thought you just have it closer to Halloween. Well, like, it's not really a horror film, is it?
No, it's not. Well, you know, it's a horror film, but it's not like it's
not scary.
It's not a Halloween film. It's not spooky.
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know, like maybe the prequel might be more sort of aliens in Area 51 and that could be more spooky, a movie that could be more of a Halloween thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm interested to see if different directors have different takes on the plot. I don't know.
Yeah.
So is it going to be all different characters or is it going to be like Dave Bautista?
I don't know.
Goes back?
I don't know. I just know that it's directed by the guy who played the German safecracker.
Okay.
No idea who that person
is. His constant screaming.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah. There were some good jokes in this.
Yeah.
It was... It was very funny at times.
It had its moments, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not all the time.
No, it's not. Some of it fell flat. Can I tell you about the biggest laugh I got out of this movie by far?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't intentional.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
It was near the very end when everybody's dead, except... No, I think even might be after Dave Bautista dies, I'm not sure. It's right near the end.
Mm.
And there's like a sad, mournful montage. And the song kicks in. And the song that kicks in for the sad, mournful montage.
Oh, it's rough.
Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, that's... It's...
Okay, I mean, come on. A, like, how on the nose are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And B, that song is not about zombies. It's about the Irish Troubles. Like, it's both obvious and incorrect. Like, you know, it's so... It doesn't work on any level. It was so funny to me. I was like, no way. Because I got...
It's like feel... Isn't it a song about... protesting bombs or whatever.
Yes, it's about like, the IRA and the troubles in Northern Ireland in the 90s.
And so this song's playing when there's like a nuclear mushroom cloud just blowing away.
Yeah, it's
like this is
it's
right.
Wildly inappropriate use of the song. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, because you hear that kind of like da 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 da, and I'm like, he's not going to use that, is he? And then it just fully kicks into zombie. It's like zombie.
Oh,
I was like, come on. Like,
yeah. At least do a cover.
Yeah, I mean, like, do a fun version, but no, it's like the mournful, sad piano version. It's bizarre, yeah.
A fun version? What, do you want, like, a ska version?
There's a really tacky dance version from the 90s that's also very inappropriate, but yeah.
Okay, cool.
Makes me laugh, yeah.
Dance version.
It's ridiculous, yeah. We're dead tanks and dead bombs and dead bombs. It's great. also, and then the very end, then. The very end of the film. Speaking of sequels, so I know that you mentioned a prequel, but there is also very much a sequel set up at the end.
Does Zack Snyder just not realise when a film finishes?
Yeah, it just has to.
Because, like, this film finished, and then it's like, okay, now I'm just going to do one more scene that's going to be half an hour long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a very extended outro. But, so what happened here at the end? So, near okay, the so end, forgive me, but I don't remember his name, but the black guy, he gets put in the...
Gets put in the safe. Like, yeah. The German guy puts him in the safe, which is going to protect him from the zombies because they won't be able to open the safe. Mm-hmm. I presume that he didn't actually like lock the safe.
Sure.
He just closed the door too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the thing. And also that safe is nuclear bomb proof.
Yes.
Sure. All right. I'll go with that. No idea on the validity of that. And yeah, so this guy gets out and has lots of money with him.
Mm-hmm.
His safe was full of money and is, I guess, impervious to nuclear fallout.
That's the bit that got me. I was like, how long has he been down there? Because he just would be dead of radiation poisoning.
Yeah.
He'd have to have been down there for years for it to be safe to come out again.
Yeah.
He's clearly been down, but then obviously...
How long does nuclear fallout last? It's not like Chernobyl levels. Because like, Hiroshima, that's a city that people live in. That's a major city still.
It took a while though, I think. It's not like they moved back in the next week.
Yeah, but it's not like Chernobyl where like that's thousands of years before that's safe to live in again.
I honestly don't know how they made Hiroshima livable again. I don't know the exact, but I was just thinking like he can't have been down there for more than like 12 hours because the kicker at the end is that he's actually been bitten and he's turning.
Yeah.
So obviously he's not waited very long. I was like, you're just walking for your own death.
Yeah.
Maybe he died of nuclear radiation poisoning and then the zombie, I don't know. It was...
Absolutely no idea.
It made no sense whatsoever. It was so stupid.
But yeah, so then this, like, this tease to a sequel is straight out of 28 weeks later.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. Like, you think it's all done, then like all the zombies are dead and like they've done it. They've saved the world, you know, at the cost of Vegas or... In that one, it was the cost of Britain.
Yeah.
But one person who doesn't think they're infected or didn't think they're infected, they get on a plane, they go somewhere else, and we find out they're infected. It continues.
There's truly not an original thought in this movie's head. It's a shame. Like, well, everything
apart
is taken.
From the initial concept.
Yeah. Which they don't even follow through on.
No. Well, and I'm not fully sure that the concept was Zack Snyder's thing necessarily. No. Might have been that was brought to him and he was like, okay, I'm going to make a... I guess I could do another zombie movie. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. So, I don't know. This film was all right. It wasn't... I wouldn't describe it as bad.
No, it's not a bad film. It's very run-of-the-mill and generic.
Yeah, it is. But the fact that they've, you know, put those small enough teases that it got a lot of people's interests online of like, was that a zombie, a robot?
Yeah.
And little alien tease and a time travel thing. I'm here for a universe that's all about zombies and aliens and time travel.
Sure, if they do something more interesting than this film did with it, then sure.
Yeah. It's got a lot of potential.
Yeah, yeah.
Not saying it's going to be a good universe, but also one thing...
Has that German guy directed anything else?
No idea. I've not looked into it. But one thing, if they've got a prequel that's like pretty much ready to go, it's in post-production, so a bit more. But if it's going to come out also this year, I love that. I love that they're doing a franchise and they're just... rolling ahead with it nice and quick.
Yeah.
To like get it over and done with. Mm. That's not what I'm saying. Just like keep up the momentum.
Keep the momentum, yeah, sure.
Because when something like really drags out, like we've had about 10 years of the DC universe.
Sure.
And it's just never quite got the ball rolling.
Mm.
You know, like Marvel took their time to really get the ball rolling and now they're like, yeah, we'll do 4 films a year, sure.
Yeah. And this year's gonna be rough.
And yeah, so if this one can just do that and do it to a standard that works, doesn't even need to be amazing, just like something.
Yeah, I'm just baffled by where the money comes from, but who knows? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Netflix are a weird one.
They are. Maybe it's all a big money laundering.
But also, it might be that Netflix just bought the rights to this because it couldn't go to cinemas and so somebody else sold it for cheap. Don't know. Because again, I've not looked into this. I'm sure this information is available.
Yeah. And so, I don't know how expensive this movie would be because it's all just CGI. And not like groundbreaking CGI. Like it looked fine, but it didn't look like, you know.
Most of it's out of focus anyway, so you can get away with a lot.
That might be why. Maybe all that's just actually a cover for the fact that it's all smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, that works. Cool. So what do you rate out of 10?
I'll give this a middling 6.
Yeah, I was thinking a 6 as well. Yeah.
Like I said, it wasn't bad. It was perfectly enjoyable. Just very unoriginal and just nothing I'll ever think of again. Until you maybe watch the sequel or prequel.
Yeah, like I'll watch a sequel or a prequel. Not sure if I'll watch this again.
No, I don't think I'd ever watch this again.
Yeah.
No. Too long.
Yeah.
It's not something you can just pop on for a laugh. It's too
long.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You've really got to commit to it.
Yeah. And I don't think I'd commit to this again.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, pair of sixes. Mm-hmm. And thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for subscribing.
See you next week. Bye. Let's go beyond the box set.